Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Chulin, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Shachat mei chayos b'makom echad. If a person shachted 100 chayos in one place, kisei echad l'chulin, you do one kisei for all 100 chayos mei ofos b'makom echad. If you shacht 100 birds in one place, kisei echad l'chulin, you do one kisei for everything. If you ever go to, like, Empire, one of these places where they're shachting chickens all day, thousands and thousands of chickens, and then at the end of the day, they do a kisei, and all the blood that's there, chayav of b'makom echad. If you shecht a chayin of in one place, kisei achal l'kulon, one kisei does it. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shechet chayi chasen v'achar kach yishchot esov. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, chayi and of are two separate chiyuvim, and they need two separate kisuyim. Shechet lo kisei v'ra'u achar, if someone shechted and he didn't do kisei adam, and someone else realizes, chayiv l'chasos, the someone who realized it has to do the kisei, meaning even though he's not the one that shechted it, kisov, in this kalev, someone did a shechit, and he did the kisei adam, and then it became uncovered, the wind blew the dirt off of the blood, patim lechasos, you do not need to cover it again. Kiso ruach, if you didn't do the kisei adam, the wind blew the dirt over the blood in the first place, and then it blew it off, chayiv lechasos. Now you need to do the maisa of kisei adam. Mishnah hey, dam shen sar b'mayim, if the blood of a chay or of was mixed with water, emish pomaris dam chayiv lechasos. If it still looks like blood, you have to be mechasa. Nisar b'yayin, if it got mixed with wine, ronasu ki'ilu humayim, then you have to say, well, what if this wine were water, would it still look like blood? So then you would do kisei. If it would not look like blood, had this wine been water, then you would not do kisei. Nisarif b'dama behema, if the dam of the chaya or of got mixed with dam of behema, or b'dama chaya, or with blood of a chaya that wasn't shechted, an animal chaya was just bleeding, ro'un oso kilu humayim, then also you view that blood that's not chayiv in kisei adam as if it were water, and if it would take away the color from the blood that is chayiv in kisei adam, you do not need kisei adam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatel dam. This Rabbi Yehuda min bemino is eino batel. That dam cannot be mevatel other dam, and therefore it's always going to require kisei adam when there's a mixture of dam with other kinds of dam. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we had said that if you shecht 100 chayos or 100 ofos, you do one kisui, and not only that, even a chaya and an of, according to the Tanakhama, it's one kisui. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you got to do two kisuis for a chaya and an of. If you didn't do kisui, someone else should do it if they notice. If you did kisui and then it got blown off, you don't have to do it again. But if you never did the kisui, the wind just blew the dirt on, and then the wind blew it off, you do have to do kisui again. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if dam gets mixed with water or with wine or with dam of a behema or a chaya that does not need kisui, so then we have to see that if the other beverage, had it been water, would take away the color of the dam, then it no longer needs kisui. But if it's not sufficient in volume, had it been water to take away the color of the dam, then it does require kisui. But Rabbi Yehuda says when it's dam mixed with dam, then it's always going to require kisui, because ein dam mevat. Till dam. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav.